And then apologies to Sioux Falls Mayor Paul Ten Akin. He called as we were talking about the Delbridge Museum and the specimens and what winds up happening with this. The mayor called, and he called at just the time. I did not have time to do any kind of interview with him justice. So the mayor has very graciously agreed he's going to call us back coming up. So coming up at about 8:05 then, we'll visit with Sioux Falls Mayor Paul Ten Akin. Because I certainly appreciate his point of view, and I want to give him a chance to express his, you know, what's going on and if there's something that we missed or have overlooked. So that'll be coming up. So we'll continue our conversation on the Delbridge Museum and what happens to the taxidermy animals from the Delbridge coming up. But the mayor held and I shared a portion of that with you earlier in the hour, because I wanted you to hear it. I wanted you to hear some of what he's was saying, and then what officials were saying, and what zoo again. I absolutely understand that the Great Plains Zoo, that those animals are not part of their mission. I get that. Totally get that. Totally understand that. I wouldn't expect to hear anything different from them. So getting into preserving those, you know, stuffed animals and taxidermy subjects, and I'm not trying to denigrate the Great Plains Zoo at all. But I will just tell you, as a kid growing up in this city, those, and you've heard it from my callers, many of us grew up with that. Many of us grew up, and I remember, seriously, I talked about this yesterday, standing at West Sioux Hardware, the old West Sioux Hardware years ago, seeing those animals. And that is a part of our community's history. And I am, maybe the mayor's going to absolutely convince me that, yeah, but it's got a lot of meaning to a lot of residents. And simply destroying them, I don't think, seems like a good first option. So we'll talk about that with Mayor Ten Akin coming up. Sioux Falls Mayor Paul Ten Akin joins us on the line this morning as we're talking about the Delbridge Museum, the animals, the taxidermy animals from the Delbridge Museum, the future of those animals, the city's liability, and the mayor called right at the end of our previous segment, and I just didn't have time. He was gracious enough to call back. Mayor, I appreciate your time. Thank you so much for the call this morning.
Hey, my pleasure. I was dropping off my kids at school, and sometimes I put your show on, and they don't, no offense, but they don't like listening to it. They want music, and I'm listening to talking about the zoo, and I'm like, hey, as soon as I drop my kids off, I'm going to call in, have a conversation about this and make sure any questions get answered. So sorry I missed the end of the last segment, but here I am, man. Fire away.
I don't know what you heard, but as you know, I talked to Sioux Falls City Councilor Greg Neitzert a couple of days ago on this issue.
Yeah.
Admittedly, there is a lot of emotion surrounding those animals. Doug Brockhaus called me a little bit ago as we were talking about it. I think there's, you know, the frustration for myself is the history of those animals in the city of Sioux Falls. I grew up with those animals, Paul.
Yeah, no, understandable. There's a lot of history, and we have a lot of historical things in our community that I've learned now in almost 6 years, when you mess with something that has historical significance in any way, it's emotionally charged, and the And so the challenge we have right now, and this is just me being candid, Greg, is, and we talked about in this press conference, is the city of Sioux Falls, this isn't Paul Ten Haken, this is the city of Sioux Falls as a government entity, has just super extremely low, almost non-existent risk tolerance on things. And there's been even several lawsuits we've had in the last 4 or 5 years that we've settled that have been because we took some risk that we shouldn't have, maybe, and then we have to deal with the consequence of that. So when we have a documented expert and a taxidermist and others assess the collection, and they say, hey, there's arsenic in the collection, they say, don't freak out, but you should immediately close off the collection and figure out your plan. That's what we did. Okay, so I just want people to know that there hasn't been an agenda item for me for the last year. Like, how can I get this museum closed? It's not a.
I think that's understood.
Near the top. So when that happens, okay, it's like we have to close the collection. Now the next step is, what do we do with it? It's closed. What do we do with it? Well, the first step in that is the city council needs to declare that what we call surplus. We do this with plows. We do this with things that we say the city no longer has a need for this. So we'll surplus a snow plow and we'll sell it to Brandon because they need a plow. Our used plow is fine for them. And so that's what we're asking the council to do with the collection. Declare it surplus, meaning the city can't have it or doesn't want it any longer. Then the plan is, what do we do with the collection? So people are jumping straight from the council is going to vote to either destroy it or not. And the issue is, are we voting to surplus the collection or not? Once we surplus it, then we have to figure out, what do we do with it? There are certainly some pieces in that collection that are shot. They're absolutely shot. The taxidermist will tell you they're shot. Moving them, they'll probably fall apart if they move them. And so there are some pieces that will have to go away. What we're trying to figure out then is, what liability of risk do we assume if we surplus a collection to someone with known carcinogens in it? And what's the legal liability to the city of Sioux Falls? So that's taking the emotion out of it. That's just me being very practical and laying out the kind of the business case of this, taking the history out, the West Sioux emotion, all the stuff. That's really what we're trying to figure out what to do right now.
The Sioux Falls Mayor Paul Ten Haken is my guest this morning. And I'm not sure where we go from here. I understand that yeah. You know, the.
So I'll just say I think where we go from here is certainly there's discussions we can have about what to do with this collection, but what has to be very clear in all this is the city wants to get out of any risk or liability of the collection. We're not anti-collection, we're not anti-history, but it's liability. And I was talking with a healthcare provider yesterday, and they have medicines that expire. And while they've expired, they're still good. I mean, they could ship them to Haiti and they could ship them another place. But if they ship medicines that have expired somewhere else and those medicines get used and there's a false or bad effect, obviously that healthcare system is liable for providing them. So kind of a similar example, as I was talking through that with this provider, similar example, as we provide a collection with known arsenic in it to someone else that we knew, and there's something that maybe happens with that, we assume the risk of that. So we have to figure out how, if and how we can get around some of those legal barriers that prevent us from, just giving this collection away or just moving it somewhere else. So while it sounds easy, it's a little more complicated than it may appear just on the surface. But bottom line, I want people to know that we're, talking, working through ideas, and I'm open to people listening, but you attract more flies with honey than vinegar, and people are getting so emotional in our society, not just about a zoo, but federal politics, border, Roe v. Wade, Trump. It's like, let's just calm down. I mean, there's a guy that's coming into City Hall every day just yelling about this issue. And I'm like, brother, if you think that this is effective, this is not effective. Like, bring a plan forward. If you can come up with $500,000 in donors, come up with a plan. But just coming and yelling.
So how did we get to the point so quickly that folks are yelling rather than having conversations?
Because, Greg, and this is a whole separate topic, but you live in this world. We live in an outrage culture. You know, people, their first response is go on Facebook and be mad. And I deal with it every day. I deal with it on Twitter and Facebook and social, and that my poor assistant in my office, our default position is anger instead of having a default position of, all right, let's look at this pragmatic. Let's look at the totality of an issue and seek first to understand before being understood, you know. And I try to lead by that. I've been doing that for 5.5 years, but I ask other people to do that too. And it's a little harder than it may sound to get people to do that, but it's possible.
But Sioux Falls City Councilor Greg Neitzer, he's not one of those people that I view as a reactionary. He's one of the more thoughtful, and I've talked to a lot of elected officials in the years I've been doing this. He's one of the most thoughtful guys that I have encountered, and he has been out there and he's been on social media and talking about it. You seem to take some umbrage with that yesterday at the news conference.
Well, my reaction to that would be, you know how many times Greg Neitzer has called me about this issue, Greg? Exactly zero. So going to Facebook with your thoughts and comments on an issue,
sure,
before even talking to the administration is a terrible way to fix something.
Sure.
So start with me, brother, and not Facebook. So that's where I do take umbrage with why have we lost that art of, you know, seeking consensus and trying to solve problems and going straight to the outrage online. And this is beyond a zoo issue.
No, and I kind of agree with you because, yeah, that online, it's one of the reasons why I spend less and less and less time online.
Yeah, same. I mean, I'm done with this job, I know my Twitter account's definitely going away. I mean, I use them to communicate, but they're going to be done because we've lost the ability to have, like, civil dialogues on some things because we're supposed to go online and just be angry. I'm not saying some of the anger right now people have is not warranted. It's okay to be emotional. I get emotional about things. But emotions and good policy usually don't go hand in glove.
Right, absolutely. Sioux Falls Mayor Paul Ten Akin is my guest. So where do you want to go from here? Now, I mean, okay, let's, I recognize, okay, very emotional issue. Totally agree with you about that. Where do we go from here?
Well, I think where we go from here is this. One, I would really hope and encourage, and the council will hear this next week at an informational session, that they vote to declare this collection surplus, which means it's no law. It's something that the city has the ability to do something else with, sell, dispose of, whatever. Once that's declared surplus, until that's done, some of the national and federal kind of preservation organizations, so forth, they won't even get involved until they know that it's even surplus, because it's like it's a moot point if the city has not declared this collection surplus. Once they would declare it surplus, Then maybe people can come in and say, well, we'll move it here and we'll sign these legal documents, which assume risk and all this stuff. But that's down the road. First thing, where do we go from here? I hope the council can declare it surplus. So I hope I've made a good enough business case that, like, hey, the age of the collection, the legal ramifications, and also just state law that says we permanently own this collection, even if we give it to someone else. There's just some things handcuffing us on it. So that's my hope, is that we can get to a surplus point and put emotion aside and then go on from there. But we'll see what happens. It's certainly an issue, but in the grand scheme of things, Greg, of all the stuff we're dealing with in the community, I'm not trying to downplay it. It's important, but it's taken up some capacity of our elected leaders, including myself right now.
And right.
I really want to be focused on. So I hope we can just get to a resolution.
Well, I certainly apologize for that, but you know, I'm a long time. I'm from Sioux Falls. I was born in Sioux Falls. I grew up with those animals. I remember as a kid standing in West Sioux Hardware years ago. Those are part of the city's history. They're not just part of West Sioux Hardware's history. They are part of the city's history. And I really feel strongly that we've got an obligation then to try to preserve them if we can.
Sure. Yep. And that's a very fair point and a very valid point.
Well, I really appreciate your time this morning. I didn't mean to set your hair on fire this morning.
No, that's my job, man. But
no, there are a lot of other people I don't mind starting their day badly, but you're not one of them.
it's all good, and appreciate the dialogue. You have a great rest of your day, man.
You too, sir. Sioux Falls Mayor Paul Tenak, and he called up really at the end of our last segment. And we were in a position where it was either have him on the air and just train wreck the whole rest of the 7 o'clock hour and our giveaways and the rest of the things that we normally do, or invite him to please call us back, which he did. He's a really gracious guy. So there you go. And we'll leave that. We'll leave that there for now. We'll leave that there for now as that story continues to move forward. But the mayor is right. I mean, I recognize this too. The passions about this right now are very, very high. And so as the mayor explains that, hey, that makes perfect sense. I'm glad to hear him say that. Okay, let's slow down. Some of this was where the city felt the need to take immediate action, but that didn't mean that this is the end of the issue or, that there won't be time then to hear the public and look at options and where does the city now move from here. And declaring that a surplus, certainly, as the mayor explained it to me, that makes sense to me. So that, my friend, is where we are at right now. So let's leave it there for right now.